to another episode of Talk Tuesday. I am your host, Lee Harmony, and as always, your support means the absolute world to me. I want to thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of Talk Tuesday. I got a very special guest in the building for you guys. His name is Donald C., and he is the owner. Well, actually, I'm going to let him introduce himself to you guys, so if you can, go ahead and let the people know who you are and what you're all about.
How you guys doing? All right. My name is Donald Cunningham. I'm here local in Las Vegas, Nevada. And what I do for a living is I consult. I'm a financial service consultant. You know, I specialize in life insurance and as well as credit repair.
And what made you want to get into this field?
Lack of knowledge.
I like that answer. Lack of knowledge. Yeah.
Lack of knowledge, that was the main reason why I actually got into the business. You know, I actually was in a different career field. I was actually trying to become a fireman. In the process, you know, I was almost there. And then my spiritual mentors introduced me to this information. And it just like a light bulb just went off. My mind just instantly switched to this. So I was like, man, I think I could help more people dealing with their finances as opposed to being a fireman. You know,
that's a big switch.
Yeah, a huge switch. my wife was like, are you sure? I was like, yeah. She was like, all right. Because, you know, it was, I put in the work to actually become a fireman. You know, I was almost there. But at the same time, like I said, I think it was meant for me to do what I'm doing now. And I've been doing it for the last 4 years.
Was it scary leaving a for sure guaranteed job market where you know you'll have a job as a fire, there's fires all the time, to moving into finances, especially because, you know, a lot of times African Americans are left out of the conversation, especially when it comes to finances, generational wealth, stocks, bonds, etc., life insurance. So, like, were you nervous before you started that? Like, how?
Yeah, I was a bit nervous, of course, because I was actually trying to fulfill my childhood dream of being a fireman, you know. And then I realized the importance, because I looked at, I just kind of just reflected back on as I was growing up, I didn't know nothing about none of this. And I was like, man, did nobody tell me nothing? We never sat down at the dinner table and talked about finances or money or nothing. So I was definitely left in the dark. And the crazy part about it was, you know, I acquired this information at the age of 40. So this is crazy.
It's never too late, though.
Long as we breathe.
A lack of knowledge will definitely have you search for answers. Well, for some people, especially I know my Harmony Politics followers, we love knowledge and wisdom. We love learning things that we can actually apply. So I know that we are really excited for this interview. Can you tell us a little bit about Freedom Equity Group and why is it FES?
Yes, it's two different ones. Okay. Freedom Equity Group is why did I choose them? I chose them for one of the questions that we're going to talk about, actually, because they offer equity. Mm-hmm. They call the equity bonus in the business. So that was like, okay, that was a plus. And then on top of that, the information and the service and the products that they provide for families is amazing. Like I said, I was never exposed to the information until the age of 40. First time I bought a life insurance policy at the age of 40. And just the information was so important to me at the time of my life, where I was at now, you know, being the only working the breadwinner of the family and realizing something happened to me, you know, what would happen with my wife and my kids, what situation would that be? So, you know, I just got to reflecting on a lot of things. And this company, man, they made me feel at home. They have the proper education. The platform is amazing. I'm surrounded by a lot of leaders, which is, man, phenomenal. But that's what's actually helped me. And I realized that I never get successful by myself.
Right.
So I have to have someone to mentor or follow, you know, someone mentor me and into the business end. And I found that in this company, and which was amazing. Like I said, I keep saying it, I'm going to keep saying it because it's crazy, you know, it's when I think about it. And like I say, the values of the owners of the company is strong. They got a crusade for living benefits, which is something important that comes with life insurance that a lot of people, I guess, have a lack of knowledge of, the living benefit that comes with the life insurance.
Yeah, okay.
And that was the kicker. That was the kicker that, man, it was a lot of kickers. It was a lot of kickers that made me decide to come with the company. And then when I actually sat down with the owners and found out their interests, you know, what they're looking out of this company, what they're looking for, their guys that they work with. And they got some good core values, Christian base. You know, and it was just unimaginable, the information or what they do and what they share and their lifestyle. You know, I couldn't see no owner of a company, you know.
Most people don't even get to meet the owner of a company when they
no. Yeah, absolutely.
I know you said earlier when we spoke, before we started the podcast, that, you know, one of the reasons why you liked this company was because of equity. Can you go into a little bit more detail and further our knowledge as to what equity really is and why is it that minorities are at such a disadvantage when it comes to equity and the conversation of, because equity is very different from credit.
Yeah, absolutely. Equity can definitely change your whole lifestyle. It's like a generational. It's kind of like generational wealth. Involved in this company, like for instance, they have what we call an ESP, which got me like, man, okay, equity share of the company. So let's just say they decided to partner out or sell any of these shares of the company. They're giving 50% to their agents, the ones that help build the business, help build the company, or help build the organization. And that was like kind of, I guess you could say, unfathomable, because I know a couple of insurance companies that actually sold their business but never, you know, shared the proceeds with their agents that actually helped them build the business. You know, when I realized that, I'm like, man, they don't, because I was in a previous company and they didn't do that. This company, like I said, it's amazing. They give you the opportunity to own shares to a company. So, but of course, you know, you have to qualify for it, of course. But at the same time, they give you the opportunity for that. Mm-hmm. You know, so, and like I said, I surround myself with the leaders in a company that's actually producing and actually helping families. So my key is, I don't get compensated until I help a family.
Okay.
So that's how I look at it when I address or when I sit down with a family or a client. I don't get compensated until I actually help them.
Okay.
Or whatever situation it is, yeah.
That's amazing. So, and how does the lack of, you know, the lack of our community not getting, like, not having the proper conversations about equity? Because like you said earlier, you were 40 years old before you really learned about this. I'm not going to disclose my age, but I'm definitely, you know, a little late to the game and learning about entrepreneurship, business, and things like that. So how can we teach people about equity now who have no idea what it even is? How does your company help with that?
What, teaching and educate us on it?
Yes.
That's for us to help in the community. Because it's like I sat down with a lot of people that was never exposed to how money works, or even ever knew what equity is. And like I say, this platform that I'm on, it educates each and every individual, even if you're coming on as an agent, because, you know, we do have a, you know, business opportunity as well. Once you come on, they actually sit down with you. They have tremendous training, constant training. So it's kind of like they leave you with no excuse to be successful. And
I like that.
When you have a mindset to want to be successful, you gravitate to everything that they actually teach you. So, especially if this is something that you want to do, if you want to be successful, then definitely gravitate to the leaders, the ones that's actually, you know, lending their hand out to help you, to teach you, to educate you, and I just try to grab on it, everything. So, you know, I was once told that leaders take notes, you know, so I was like, man, I had to be a note taker.
Yeah.
So I was like,
it's like that saying, what is it? If you hang around with 3 millionaires, you're bound to be the fourth. If you hang around with people who don't have property, you're bound not to have property. Because sometimes I feel like when we talk about equity and property and credit and equal opportunities and things like that, we don't include our surroundings and who we're surrounded with and how that plays a factor in it, whether we're rising or falling in this whole conversation about finances and generational wealth and everything. If we're constantly hanging out with people who are always, oh, I'm okay, and this, nothing's wrong with Section 8, don't get me wrong, definitely grew up on low-income HUD housing, but if that's as big as your mindset is, then you're never going to be able to get out of that conversation and have, you know, the conversations that actually excite your mind and that make you want to go out and learn more.
Yeah.
I found in my research that African-Americans and Hispanic communities are the lowest to own equity in the United States of America. African Americans coming in at 16.5% and Hispanics coming in at 22.5%. How do you feel about, like, that's, to me, that's disheartening, because even although 22.5 is a lot, it's still not that much. It's still more than the African American community. And to me personally, I mean, we are the most profound, smartest people on the planet. I mean, we built the country, you know what I mean? So it's like, why is there such a disproportion when it comes to equity and the lack of?
And it starts out in our mind. Mm-hmm. It's a mindset. Like for me, I had to start it all over. You know, it's a mindset of wanting more. It's a mindset of, I actually can obtain more than what I'm, you know, I don't have to settle for less. You know, when you get out of the mindset where you have to settle for less, life's changed. So that's what it did for me. Life changed for me as a mindset of thinking on how to obtain wealth. I ain't gonna say the secrets to wealth, because all the information that I share has been out there. We just haven't been introduced to it.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, I have a lot of family members that I try to sit down with and talk to. And then they know me. They personally know me, know my character, know what I'm about, cause, you know, and I share the information, but they just don't gravitate. You know, they just repel. Sometimes,
like, somebody else, man, have a conversation with them than to come to you. And that's so crazy in our community that I can be in your face telling you something, but you're not going to take my word for it. You're going to go to Tom, Dick, and Harry first and then come back to me.
I think that's one of
our problems too.
And then you obtain their service the service that I was providing is the same service and even maybe cheaper. You know what I'm saying?
More than likely.
More than likely. So that's one of the things that I make sure that I do when I sit down with a client. I educate them on everything that we're going over before I even provide a service. Because like I say, education is key. Mm-hmm. Education is key. But back to, like, Porsche, you have to change your mindset. Definitely have to change your mindset about acquiring wealth. And man, the statistics that you read was crazy. Because when you think about it, we don't have a problem. You know, our community don't have a problem making money. It's just what we do with it. Yeah. We spend money. You know, we spend billions of dollars. Billions of dollars.
6 hours. The average black dollar lasts in the community 6 hours. That is it.
Man, that's crazy.
Down 2 hours from last year when it was 8 hours. Now it's 6 hours before that dollar is traded out of our community into the hands of other communities.
And my mentor told me the other day, he said, I want to get this right, but he shared with us that it's, you know, roughly about 350 million people on the planet. And then he shared that if you just take the black community and the Hispanic community, that'd be roughly about 14%. You know, just take us by ourselves and put us in a continent, we'd be like a fifth richest continent because of the money that we accumulate. We don't have a problem making money.
Right.
Or you know, it's just what we do with the money. And so that's one of the things that I do. I have young boys, so I try to make sure that I everything that I'm acquiring now, I have three older daughters. But everything that I'm acquiring now, I share with them as well. But more importantly, you know, I share with my boys. Because I want to make sure that they, like, they on a level, you know, a level playing field. Right. From out the gates. I want them to know everything that I know. Share with them everything dealing with either with credit, life insurance, because that's what I'm in. So they definitely gonna know that for sure.
Do you believe that, I know earlier you were saying that it's a mindset. Do you believe that our preconceived notions and socioeconomic structures have played a part in why we are not having more conversations about equity and life insurance and living benefits and things like that, the way that our socioeconomic structure was set up? Or do you believe it could be more political?
I want to say both.
Okay.
I want to keep it safe. I want to say both.
Keep it harmonic. That's right.
Yeah, I want to keep it because it got something to do with the political, of course, and then also, you know, how we raise. You know, how, because, you know, man, I'll be getting so many nuggets, man. One of my mentors said something that kind of triggered me. I was like, wow. He said, have you noticed that the way we cook, you know, do you pay attention to the way you cook? You know, like, you know, how diabetes get transferred to generation and generation, because it's based off of, like, for instance, my wife, she learned how to cook from her mom.
Right.
She cooked just like her mom. And her mom learned how to cook from her mom.
Right.
And it's like you just passing it down. And so it's like, you know, I never thought about this. So you just passing everything down generation to generation. And and he also said too, man, he said, we don't have bad kids, we have bad parents. So I was like, huh? But, you know, that just goes to say the way you raise, you know, just the way you raise, man, and who you hang around with.
That's definitely true. And being in the way that we're raised, especially now since we're all, you know, kind of somewhat in the quarantine, some states are coming out sooner than others. We've been isolated with our families. Do you think that life insurance, living benefits, equity, and property is now a conversation that is just normal now moving forward post-COVID? Do you think it's something that in our community we will continue to talk about and build on?
Yeah, absolutely. Now, my business increased since the COVID,
okay,
the life insurance, because a lot of people was like, man, okay, I want to make sure I get it. Because the life insurance and the COVID situations, you know, they're a little scarce. So it's like, okay, they're on edge. They don't know when to, they just on edge. Because they don't know the dynamics of COVID. They just don't know it right now. So they on, like, on hold, on pause. So I always recommend anyone that's ever been, it's so important, it's a need now than ever to inquire insurance, especially if you're healthy. Mm-hmm. Because you can get to the point to where, okay, you've been diagnosed with COVID, okay, then you actually got, you know, you got ill or got back to better, but then it's a stipulation when you go to try to apply for life insurance. It'd be a stipulation, okay, we got to wait. It's a waiting period. Mm-hmm. You know, like, for instance, I had a situation, I was doing a policy for a young lady, and in 2 months, she was finna leave and go out the country. So they told her, they postponed everything. They say, hold on, we gotta wait till she come back before they even provide life insurance for her. And I was like, wow, that's crazy.
Are there racial disparities in life insurance policies? Like, are policies, you know, racially biased based on, you know, what you check on that box, African-American, Caucasian, Hispanic, Latino, does that factor?
Yeah, absolutely. Wow. You know, I ain't gonna even, yeah, it do, because it goes based off your statistics.
Okay.
It's a statistic role, so all that adds in, the race, your ethnicity, your average time of death of your race, all that plays a part into it. Your health, of course, your health and your age is one of the main two commodities that determines the risk factor in your insurance.
It wrong? So there, yeah. The statistics from like the census and all that type of stuff, the World Health and all that. Wow. Yeah. So I would have never known that it gets that deep with life insurance. But outside, I know yourself, but outside of yourself, those. So it's kind of like if you're an African American, it's kind of like the deck's already stacked against you, so to speak, especially with the various diseases that, you know, are prone to the Black community.
Yep, because you can tell by the questions that they ask on the application. Like, I had so many different experiences. It's crazy. I had a young lady, she's 28, and I did a policy for her. She's healthy as a horse. And I submitted her policy, and they told her that I submitted preferred, but it came back standard. So I'm like, well, it came back standard. She was, you know, healthy. And it was based off her family history.
Wow.
Hold up. So I called her and, you know, asked him, how can you guys base that off her family history when it's really just pertaining to her? Mm-hmm. So they eventually gave her preferred plus.
That's good. That's right, yeah. Sis.
So that was, you know, like, you know, it's kind of crazy, but that was a learning curve for me, you know. So she ended up getting approved, man, for, which is a significant amount, you know, $1 million, man. And it was under like $47 a month for 30 years with living benefits. So that's amazing.
That's the living benefit? So what is, living benefit?
So living benefits is, it's three components. It's they actually riders that you can add on to your life insurance policy separate. But our company, we add them on at no additional cost. It actually comes with our policies at no additional cost. And what it is it's a critical, terminal, and a critical, terminal, and chronic illness.
Okay.
Riders. So if you inquire them illness, you can actually accelerate your death benefit amount, okay. A certain percentage of it. So based on how much you have, you know, $200,000, $500,000, $1 million. It goes, and the cool thing about it is if you do accelerate it, it's a percentage. So it don't matter how much you got, it's just a percentage. And it go based off the severity of your illness.
Wow.
But it actually comes with your policy. And then that's why I say this company, it's like a crusade, man. It's their culture. They focus on living benefits. And like I said, that's why it's amazing, man, because nobody is gravitating. All the insurance companies that I know, some do, but most of them don't gravitate to that when that's one of the main things that we all need, because eventually we're going to get sick, you know, God forbid, but if we do happen to get sick, we have something in place that can cover our expenses while we're down and while we recuperate.
Well, it's like you said, it's something that we need. So, of course, companies aren't going to gravitate to it, not without the almighty dollar. Yep. So that's why they're not telling us. So Freedom Equity Group is definitely – and do you work with people outside of Las Vegas? Anyone can call in, right?
Yes, absolutely. I'm actually licensed in 7 different states.
What? Okay. Shout out your state that you're licensed in for the people listening, because you know, we're in different states, but let them know.
Yeah, absolutely. You want me to do it now or later?
Sure. Go ahead and shout it out right now. Go ahead. No problem.
So I'm actually licensed in Nevada, Missouri, Louisiana, Texas, North Carolina, Wyoming, Florida, and Illinois.
Shout out to my Florida family down there. My mom's side of the family is from there, definitely. So make sure you guys check out Freedom Equity Group for my family members that aren't listening, as well as my Harmony Politics family members. He definitely named some states that, you know, you guys are listening in, and we are both appreciative to that. But if you don't have life insurance, how do you go about investing in, because it's pretty much an investment in yourself, how do you go about investing in yourself with limited financial resources? Because that monthly ticket can be a lot for some people.
Absolutely. Great question. And this is one of my favorite tools of my business that I do and what we offer. We offer what we call a free financial needs analysis.
What?
Everyone get that absolutely free. And what it is, it's a one page and it puts all your information in, and that's in one section where it say how much are you able to invest in yourself, and whatever number you put in that spot, and that's how I create my strategy for that person.
Okay.
And it go based off of that. So that way, I'm in their means, I'm in their budget, and eventually later on they won't get buyer's remorse. Because I want to make sure that they can afford it. This is something they want. Yeah, absolutely. So, and that's why I love what I do, man. So, and the cool thing about it, you know, the company compensates me, so I don't get nothing from the client or none of that. So it comes straight from the company. So, and everything is done electronically. But like I said, there's one form, and it tells me everything about the person. I create a strategy from there for them. And this is, you know, absolutely complimentary. And then if they choose to move forward, then we do. If not, then they at least have a blueprint of the information that they have, that they need, or that they, you know, that they're looking to have. Because I'll go into as far as what age you want to retire. They tell me the age. Okay, how much you want to have in your account, your retirement account, at that age that you think you can live off for the rest of your life. Okay, $200,000, $500,000. Okay, and then I give them a basic interest rate that's fair, and then I hit the button. You know, the computer, man, do everything for us. So,
that is awesome.
and then it'll pinpoint exactly how much they would need to put up every month to get that output. So, and that's one of the tools that I start with too as well. And that's, I've been using it a lot, and just giving a person, you know, like, some people are visual learners, mm-hmm. Like me.
Like me too.
So I have to see the numbers and see it printed out, you know, send me the illustration.
Right.
And then even when I do an illustration, I'll send it to them, and then we'll go over it online or over the phone and make sure they understand everything, you know, the fees, the cost of insurance, all of that. All of that is inside the illustration, the company history, the company assets. All of that is in the illustration, so
it's
phenomenal.
I know that's right. That's pretty. That's amazing. Free financial need asset analysis. I am definitely going to take you up on that myself personally, because I'm not sure about how many people really go through this. But for me personally, I had a job where I was paying into my life insurance policy, but then I quit that job, and the policy didn't roll over with me. So now I'm at a disadvantage where I need to figure out, okay, well, now I need to start back paying into another life insurance policy. And when I was doing my research and my stats, a lot of people don't have life insurance coverage because they're unemployed, especially right now. And, you know, there's no way for them to pay for it. So the fact that you have that financial need analysis is, like, huge, because it takes the pressure off, and it's not so standard. Like, you go to Prudential or Merrill Lynch or something like that, there's that rate, and that's what it is. And the fact that you guys have that, where it's like, I'm deciding, it kind of makes you feel more empowered as a person. So I definitely am going to check out your services, hands down. Yep, I'll keep you guys updated about that, you know, and what's going on with that. We'll definitely do a more in-depth episode as well on another date. But in the meantime, can you definitely, like, you know, shout yourself out, your website, your information, wherever they can find you, upcoming events. It's your world right now.
Okay. All right, you guys, you can find me everywhere. You can find me, Donald Cunningham. You can find me actually by my name on Facebook. You can actually find me on Twitter and Instagram with the same tag name at DonaldCham. You know, I don't be on it that much, but that's the thing. Also, you can find it on my website at DonaldCha at freedomequitygroup.com. And of course, you can reach me, which is quicker response. You can either call or text at 702-427-0481. Again, 702-427-0481. If you have any questions, don't mind asking.
And all of this information will be found in the description of this podcast. So definitely make sure that you guys are checking for those links, hitting that, hit the subscribe button, hit the comment button. If you have any further questions you would like me to follow up with Mr. Cunningham on for our next interview, for our next podcast. And, you know, that's it, guys. Just life insurance is, what's the one thing that you want to leave people with, the importance of life insurance equity, just what Freedom Equity Group and what it is that you represent?
Well, I represent family, you You know, I represent, I'm a humble, honest person. I represent leaving legacies for family. That's my main compassion. I mean, that's my main passion, leaving legacies for your family. And they say you'd rather be 5 years early than 5 minutes too late.
Okay. I like that. That's it, you guys. Be 5 minutes early. What did you say? I should
smith. 5 years early than 5 minutes too late.
5 minutes early than 5 minutes too late. And that's the same thing that applies to life, you guys. You want to be early in life, especially if you have the knowledge. Then if you know better, you have to do better. And we're giving you the knowledge right here on Harvey Politics Podcast. So it's up to you to go out and actually apply it. Because knowledge without application is not wisdom. It's merely foolish. And we all know that fools despise wisdom and instructions. And we are not fools here at Harmony Politics Podcast. So until next time, thank you guys for listening. Peace and love.